Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Should be here in America. We'll talk about it after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Voters in the UK have decided to leave the European Union. And as a result, British Prime Minister David Cameron is resigning.
Now the decision has been made to leave, we need to find the best way. And I will do everything I can to help. I love this country, and I feel honoured to have served it. And I will do everything I can in future to help this great country succeed.
Cameron told reporters he decided to step down after realizing Britain needs fresh leadership to take it in a new direction. The Brexit vote has sent shockwaves to the world's markets.
Markets in Hong Kong, Tokyo, and Sydney all dropped after opening, and the British pound fell to levels not seen in decades. Futures dipped in the U.S. and London, and economists say more trouble is in store.
Almost every economist, it's extraordinary to have economists quite as united on an issue as they have been on this one, that the impact of this vote will be to damage the British economy.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
The United States is reacting cautiously to the Brexit vote. A White House official says President Obama has been briefed, and Mr. Obama is expected to speak with British Prime Minister David Cameron over the course of the next day, that spokesman says. The president had encouraged Britons to remain in the EU, but has said the decision ultimately was up to the voters. Well, now that two Baltimore police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death have been acquitted, it remains to be seen what will happen to the cases against the other four.
Not guilty was the verdict handed down by a judge yesterday to the officer who drove the van Freddie Gray was put in after his arrest. Legal analyst Warren Brown.
This is allegedly their strongest case, and as you can see, they fell flat on their face in this regard. And so whether they continue, I'm not sure.
They'll have to make a decision soon. Lieutenant Ryan Rice is scheduled to go on trial July 5th. Legal analyst Warren Alperstein says yesterday's ruling
poses real challenges. Is real problems for the state.
Moving forward, in Baltimore, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump's campaign coffers are officially back in the black. The presumptive GOP nominee has forgiven a loan he made to his own campaign.
In a written statement, Trump said he had no intention of paying back a $50 million loan from his company to the campaign. That allays concerns among some top Republican fundraisers who had said they didn't want their money being used to pay off that loan. A lot has been made about the fact that Trump's coffers were running empty at the end of May. His son Eric said not to worry.
We don't need the kind of money that Hillary needs. She has 730 people on staff. You know how many we have? We have 70.
He also said they've taken in millions of dollars at fundraisers in recent weeks and millions more in an online campaign. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
One of Maryland's wealthiest counties now plans to tackle hunger. in the community.
Montgomery County lawmakers want to create a five-year plan to improve food access for people who live there.
We want to be held accountable for ensuring that we address this issue.
Food security legislation moved through committee on Thursday, which calls for the county's chief innovation officer to set some goals and a framework. CIO Dan Hoffman.
As opposed to just waiting for nonprofits to come to us with their requests, we want to be more proactive.
The idea is to better organize private efforts and reduce hunger in the community. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,011, the NASDAQ at 4910. Sports, the Nationals look to break out of their slump when they open a series against over the weekend in Milwaukee tonight. The O's entertain Tampa Bay tonight. WNBA, the Mystics are home to take on Phoenix. And John Rahm has a one-stroke lead going into action today at the Quicken Loans National at Congressional Country Club. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Trust WMAL for the summer weather info you need.
More warm weather, more scattered showers, more thunderstorms today.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes, so now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Accident on the way to the Wilson Bridge, leaving Alexandria on the outer loop. As you come up to Route 1, and I'm seeing a lot of flashing lights, ambulance, and fire trucks. So please just be careful at the lane configuration going through the scene of the crash on the outer loop again toward the Wilson Bridge. Inner loop, we're doing okay. Coming around from St. Barnabas Road and 210, not seeing too much of that volume stacked up just yet. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, also in good shape. Now for 270, you have the volume through Urbana and down past the exit for 109. Still have a closure because of yesterday's crash. Utility pole wires repairs in Great Falls continue, and closed is the Georgetown Pike between Riverbend Road and Lee Mill Road. Also closed in Alexandria, Edsel Road between Whiting Street and Van Dorn Street due to water main repairs. Update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We do it again today, but it looks like it'll be this afternoon. Maybe not as widespread a rain event, but a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms, 81. I'm not saying the chance of rain this morning, zero. Best chance, though, later. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Chantilly, 66 in Damascus, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. Uh-oh, it's happened again. A waiter has been fired for what he called a customer on the check. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. 607 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and we'll be the first to deliver the news to you. You're waking up to a whole new world. After the voters of Great Britain have elected to leave the European Union, and the ramifications are going to be felt worldwide. We're telling you all about it this morning. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Dr. Sebastian Gorka will join us. At 7:05, we're going to check in with Charles Cook of National Review to give us his hot take. 7:35, Rod Wheeler on the acquittal of the officer in Freddie Gray's death yesterday. 8:05 brings us Fox News' Shannon Bream. And then at 8:35, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who is at the center of two major Supreme Court decisions yesterday. All that going on this morning. Keep it right here. I'm Larry O'Connor. Jesse Jane Duff.
Good morning.
U.S.
It's
Marine.
Such a fabulous morning.
Here. You're sounding very up and peppy and going
well,
today.
Well, so much was going on overnight.
Yep.
It's a lot for us to pay attention to
today.
That's
the beauty of doing a morning show in the nation's capital. We are the first voice on all of these huge stories, and let's get right to it.
There are times when it is right to ask the people themselves, and that is what we have done. The British people have voted to leave the European Union, and their will must be respected.
Prime Minister David Cameron speaking in front of that iconic door at 10 Downing Street, speaking quite eloquently, by the way, about the idea of democracy and respecting the will of the people. He was on the losing side of last night's vote that came down 52-48 in favor of the United Kingdom leaving the European Union. And it is hard not to draw very specific parallels to the issues that the British voters faced here in this election. And the issues American voters are focusing on for our presidential election. What are the things that were at the top of the list there for the British voters who chose to get out of the European Union? Number one, migration policy, immigration policy, dictated from on high, not even dictated from their own elected officials at Parliament in London, but dictated from Brussels, trying to tell them and rule on their policies and what they must do with regard to refugees and taking immigrants in. Also,
that's offensive.
It is. Well, and also their economy and big problems in their economy, big problems with their unemployment. And they saw that their inclusion in the European Union was not helping their manufacturing jobs. Does this all sound familiar right now?
Yeah.
Manufacturing jobs in Northern England that used to be the heart and soul of their issue. They were losing their jobs to immigrants that were forced upon them, or they were losing their jobs to other nations in Europe, in Eastern Europe, because of lower wages and a different lifestyle and different quality of life. All right. What lessons are to be learned here in America based on what we just saw happen overnight in the United Kingdom? 888-630-9625. Do you take this as a repudiation of the standard quo? Do you take it as a repudiation of the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton's attempt to maintain the status quo with the Obama administration? And is this a boost for Donald Trump, who, by the way, is set to speak from Scotland, as it is coincidentally, any moment now, and we'll try to get you some of his speech as well. But we want to hear from you. You have the most important voice in this. 888-630-WMAL. I think you can tell by the way I'm asking the question that I believe there's a huge lesson to be learned here. We're not that different from our very close cousins over in the United Kingdom, let's face it. And they were facing many of the same problems.
Exactly.
The cultural problems, the border problems, the economic problems, and also the sovereignty problems. There is a very strong feeling in this country that the administration over the last 7 years, and frankly many of the administrations before it, even the Bush administration, had very much a globalist idea that
NAFTA,
we're all part
everything.
Of this national, or excuse me, this worldwide thing, and American sovereignty, though it is may be important to us in our hearts, is not as important in terms of our policies, that we shouldn't flex our muscles and look out for the interests of
America. It's been looked at as arrogance whenever you've had a patriotic view, or when you hear people say things like "Make America Great," you know, and it's been despised.
That's looked down upon.
It's looked down upon as if you're arrogant. At the same time, our last guest Peter had indicated that it's an island over there, and they feel that they have been trying to be merged into other cultures. They have a separate language. They have a separate currency. And at some time, at some point, you lose your identity. We are of many people, but at the same time, why would you want to lose your identity? And here in the United States, I was watching Fox News this morning, and some of the left-leaning pundits were saying things like, oh, they're trying to scare these people and think that their immigration problem is like ours is like theirs. Well, why would we want to wait for ours to become as bad as theirs? Why would we want to experience what Germany is going through? Why wouldn't we want to be preventative? And why would you ever be allowed to be called racist or anti-Semite or anti-Muslim or homophobic? If you want to have an identity as a United States citizen, there should be honor in that.
Yeah, you're right. And listen, when they say, oh, it's not as bad as it is in Great Britain in terms of our immigration policy, some would argue that it's worse. It's worse here because much of this, the immigration and the influx of people from other cultures and other lands have gone on under the radar. See, in England, it's forced to be generally legalized against the people's will, clearly, based on the vote that we saw yesterday. But it's all sort of, you know, rubber stamped out of Brussels. You have to take these people. You have to allow them in. You have to let them work. You have to let them drive the wages down. In the United States of America, our laws are on the books actually saying, no, we have rules here. We don't have to take them, but we're still forced to take them when they come here and break
and
our laws. I would argue that that's even worse.
We're ignoring our own
laws. All right. How about Jim in Virginia? You're first up on WMAL. Jim, what is your hot take on what just happened in the United Kingdom?
Good morning. Everything I'm hearing indicates that there were a couple of really primary drivers, and you guys have been talking about some of them already. One is the immigration issue and being forced into taking people that they don't really want because of what the EU says. And the other is Obama going over there and telling them that they ought to stay in the EU, and they get really ticked off at him coming over and telling them how they should vote.
Yeah, let's remind everybody of this incredibly arrogant move by the President of the United States heading overseas to dictate, not just dictate what the vote should be on behalf of the Brexit decision for the British people, but also a not so thinly veiled threat to the people of England if they don't vote Obama's way.
I think it's fair to say that maybe some point down the line, there might be a UK-US trade agreement, but it's not going to happen anytime soon because our focus is in negotiating with a big bloc, the European Union, to get a trade agreement done. And UK is going to be in the back of the queue, not because we don't have a special relationship, but because given the heavy lift on any trade agreement, us having access to a big market with a lot of countries, rather than trying to do piecemeal trade agreements, is hugely inefficient.
Wow. So that's your president's decision here. That's what your president has decided to voice, that because the Brits have decided to leave the European Union, they're going to now have to get to the back of the queue. Well, do you agree with that? What do you think our president should do? What do you think our American policy should be toward Great Britain? We're going to have to come up with a trade agreement right now. We're working on it. We're negotiating it. We've got our buddies, our pals, our cousins, our closest special relationship allies, the United Kingdom, on one hand. And then we have the entire European Union, not including the United Kingdom, on another hand. What should be our priority? 888-630-9625. Should we do what the president says and put Great Britain at the back of the queue? Or for you Americans speaking American English, the back of the line? Or should we actually reward them for this great decision that they've made for their own national sovereignty and say, you know what, come on in, UK, we'll trade with you, and we'll let the Germans, the French, and the Belgians wait a minute. Should they go to the back of the queue? 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy in a couple areas, 66, one of them inside the Beltway for a four-car crash. Eastbound 66 as you come up towards Sycamore Street. Looks like fire truck mostly taking that far right side of the roadway, so slowly getting by to the left. Again, 66 East and through Falls Church to the Wilson Bridge, leaving Alexandria on the outer loop. In those far right local lanes, that's where we still have accident activity along the left side. Coming from Maryland into Virginia, your travel lanes are open. You're doing okay. No problems to report. Beltway as you head through Greenbelt, topside through Silver Spring, a bit slow. 270, it's just been about the volume through Urbana and down toward the Hyattstown area. Great Falls, Georgetown Pike closed between Lee Mill Road and Riverbend Road. Repairs being done to utility pole and wires. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're going to have clouds with some sun this morning, but then scattered thunderstorms developing as the day develops, mostly this afternoon and into the evening. High of 81 degrees. Tonight, some clouds and those thunderstorms and showers should continue into the evening. Low 67. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, some clouds in the morning, giving way to mainly sunny skies in the afternoon. High of 85. And then Sunday, a few clouds, but mostly sunny, high in the mid-80s. Right now, 72 degrees at 617.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Nigel Farage is a British politician. He leads the UKIP party, which is an offshoot of the Tories for the most part. It's paralleled kind of to the Tea Party here in America, as well as some of the nationalist and populist movement that you see keeping Donald Trump as popular as he is. He spoke about this last night. And by the way, one of Nigel Farage's biggest issues in Britain has been the immigration issue.
17 million people have said we must leave the European Union. We now need a Brexit government, a government that gets on with the job, a government that begins the renegotiation of our trade relationship, a government that will be mindful that already many of the German car manufacturing unions have said, let's get on and do a deal. Let's go on buying, selling motor cars and wine and cheese with each other. But a government also that at the same time uses the opportunity of Brexit. And the opportunity is we're now freed to start making our own trade deals and associations with the rest of the world. We've left behind with this result. We've left behind a failing political union. We've given ourselves the chance to rejoin the world in a 21st century global economy.
Well, those are strong words, and he certainly will be want to be a part of that Brexit government. Jesse Jane Duff, Nigel Farage will be with the UKIP party, and they are stronger than ever now with their influence over this vote.
I think they feel extremely empowered over there because, you know, what's taking maybe way too long for Americans, for the Brits to feel a sense of independence. We admire that. You know, I want to celebrate with them and say Happy Independence Day because there's nothing more stifling than more government. You only have your, you already have your own layer of government, and then you're going through the European Union for more approvals on anything you want to do. It's almost absurd.
So 230 years later, have the Brits have their own Independence Day, independent from the European Union? What do you think, and what are the lessons to be learned here in the U.S.? Jim in Gainesville, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, guys. I think a lesson learned is that a one-size-fits-all approach by a huge central government is not always the answer, and I think there is some parallels to the United States. The federal government just trumps states' rights every day, it seems like. And I lived in Germany for 13 years. About half of it was before the euro currency combined, and half of it afterward. And you know, just the economics. Some countries used to be a great travel bargain. It used to be fun to go buy things there and travel there. And then after the combined currency, Every country was just as expensive as any other country, and there were a few advantages, but not many. You did have the Brussels central government imposing regulations on Germany that just did not support U.S. troop presence there, et cetera. There were no NATO, there were no status of forces exemptions under EU laws, so there was just a lot of downside.
It's been a big, unresponsive bureaucracy who knows best. The political elites out of Brussels dictated to the rest of the European continent, as well as Great Britain, that they knew better and they would dictate to them, and the people of the United Kingdom said no, not at all. How about David and Sterling? I love what you have to say here, David. Come on in. You're on WMAL.
Good morning, fellas and ladies. I'm sorry.
Good morning.
What I liked, what the Prime Minister said, is he listened to what the people wanted, not what their government's agenda is, but what the people wanted.
Yep.
Plus, another thing is if you look at what's going on between Germany and England, you got the parallel between Hillary and Trump. You got what each country looks like behind one and the other.
Big time, David. You're right. And to the point of David Cameron's eloquent words about democracy and respecting the will of voter, Jesse Jane Duff, isn't it remarkable to hear his words compared to the petulant, almost temper tantrums you see from Barack Obama just yesterday when he lost one of the Supreme Court decisions?
He admonishes his own Supreme Court. He admonishes the people and their decisions. And for him to admonish the UK is reprehensible. Respect what the people want. And there is no respect upon these dictator-type leaders.
It's 622 on WMAL.
Zips charges just $2.29 to dry clean any garment. Never tried Zips? Take the June Zips Challenge. Bring in up to five garments, and if you're not happy, Zips will make it right or refund your money.
They call Winter Troxell the retirement professor for a reason, because he does such a great job of educating people about their options for retirement.
I love being the retirement professor, and I love helping people prepare for retirement.
Start earning your retirement credits today with a complimentary retirement readiness report at retirementprofessorradio.com.
Then hopefully the only thing our retirees will have to worry about is how they spend their free time.
Join the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $250,000 Mega Winners Weekend Giveaway, June 24th and 25th. Earn entries now for your chance to win prizes, including free slot play or even $250,000 cash. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino and Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Wittens and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, hang on here inside the Beltway. It looks like serious crash. Four cars involved, and only the left lane slowly gets by. Inside the Beltway, 66 East, right near Sycamore Street, and a lot of response at the scene here. Almost back to the connector road for delays. On the trip in on the Greenway and Toll Road, no problems. The Georgetown Pike remains closed. 193 Georgetown Pike closed between Lee Mill Road and Riverbend Road. Repairs being done to wires that were brought down from an earlier crash yesterday. Leaving Alexandria and heading to the Wilson Bridge. Outer Loop, we have some delays here definitely growing with this crash. Outer Loop slows before Telegraph Road. Local lanes is where we have the accident. Those far right lanes, stay to the far right of those to get by the scene of the crash. Update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We do it again today, but it looks like it'll be this afternoon. Maybe not as widespread a rain event, but a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms, 81. I'm not saying the chance of rain this morning, zero. Best chance, though, later. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigert, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees at 6:27. We're talking about the big Brexit vote that happened last night. If you're just joining us, the British voters have chosen to leave the European Union by a 52-48 vote. We're asking you what signal that sends to American voters. What should be our message that we take away? How about John in Fredericksburg? You're on WMAL with Larry O'Connor and Jesse Jane Duff in for Brian Wilson.
Hey,
Hey, good morning. Yes, I think that Trump should immediately come out with a hugely congratulatory statement to the British people. And I think that this whole concept of government that transcends sovereign national boundaries, just like socialism, is a mindless academic construct that sounds pretty and doesn't work.
Well, Donald Trump has actually delivered a statement via Facebook within the last hour. And he congratulated the people of the United Kingdom for exercising their sacred right of all free peoples. They declared their independence from the European Union, he said, and have voted to reassert control over their own policies, borders, and economy. There's no doubt, and the statement goes on congratulating them, as you suggested, John. There's no doubt that the feeling that won the day in Great Britain is absolutely reflected in the voters and in the opinions and positions of one Donald Trump, and contrary to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. More on this huge story all morning long. It's 6:28.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text online to 67076. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text online to 67076. Again, that's O-N-L-I-N-E to 67076.
Coming up on WMAL, a scary day in Germany yesterday as a gunman took 50 people hostage in a movie theater. Are our soft targets here in America a little too soft? We'll check in with a terrorist expert, Sebastian Gorka, after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. One result of yesterday's historic Brexit vote, in which British voters decided to leave the European Union, is the end of David Cameron's tenure as Prime Minister. He's resigning.
The British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction.
The European Central Bank says it is closely monitoring financial markets in the wake of that British vote. European and Asian stock markets are crashing today after Britain's vote to leave the EU. The vote also sent oil prices crashing and the pound to its lowest level in three decades. Donald Trump is actually visiting Scotland today and hailing yesterday's Brexit vote.
It's pretty clear that Donald Trump sees parallels between the Brexit and between what's driving his own presidential campaign and the success he's had so far in the United States. And when he was speaking to reporters a little bit earlier this morning on his way into the golf course, he called it a great thing. Now, obviously, there are a lot of questions right now about how the Brexit will impact U.S. markets, but also how it will impact American relationships with Europe and with Britain going forward. Donald Trump released a lengthier statement, essentially pledging a very close relationship to continue with Britain. He said, The Trump administration pledges to strengthen our ties with a free and independent Britain, deepening our bonds in commerce, culture, and mutual defense.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Federal prosecutors are asking a judge to order a Department of Homeland Security analyst to stay away from work while he's facing charges of illegally bringing a gun to the office. 45-year-old Jonathan Winkie has been on administrative leave since his arrest earlier this month, but is free on bail. Another new memorial is being planned for the National Mall. This one would honor those who fought in Operation Desert Storm. The new memorial, if approved, will be located near the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,011, the NASDAQ at 4910. Sports, the Nats were idle. They take on the Brewers on the road tonight. The O's also had the night off. They host the Rays. WNBA, the Mystics are home tonight to take on Phoenix. And John Rahm is atop the leaderboard as play begins this morning at the Quicken Loans National. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you ready for the summer heat? How about that heat coming through your windows, driving up your utility bills? That sounds hot and costly to me. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and replacing those windows with Thompson Creek Window Company's super energy efficient windows sounds better. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows made just for our climate and just for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Subject to credit approval, third-party financing, visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you the Thompson Creek difference. You will be amazed. Make sure you ask them about their double lifetime guarantee. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Sweet Thompson Creek.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C.
And MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all.
We're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital,
the first of its kind in Washington, D.C.
Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the heart and vascular hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
The Big Screen Store's big 4th of July spectacular starts now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99. Let me say that again, $8.99. Wow, that's big. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We doubled the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, a slight change for the better. Eastbound 66 inside the Beltway. We've been jammed through Falls Church. Have a four-car crash. They were able to just reopen that right lane. So both of your through lanes now get by as you pass Sycamore Street. Albeit very slow, though. Watch as you come off the Beltway and the Connector Road for those delays. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, an unusual backup leaving Virginia. And that's due to a crash before you get to the bridge in the local lanes. Do watch as police and fire and rescue are still at the scene there. And it looks like in the backup, a broken down also in the left lane of those local lanes. Delays before Telegraph Road and quickly growing. Heading from Maryland into Virginia, your backups before St. Barnabas Road. Top side of the Beltway, normal delays. College Park to Silver Spring, 270, the thick of it right now. Urbana down toward the exit for 109. Great Falls, Georgetown Pike remains closed between Lee Mill Road and Riverbend Road. Route 7 is a good workaround. They're doing repairs to wires that came down from a crash yesterday. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Humidity stays up. Chance of showers and thunderstorms up
most likely into the afternoon. Still a few showers, maybe a thunder shower sneaks in this morning, but mainly dry most of the morning. This afternoon, 81 degrees with the scattered showers and thunder showers through the evening, then overnight, 67. High pressure in for the weekend. Stunning weekend. Middle 80s. Few clouds around. Otherwise, sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Manassas, 68 in La Plata, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hedid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:37,
you're listening to WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 7:05, Charles Cook, he is the online editor for National Review Online. He's a Brit, and he'll give us his take on the Brexit vote. 7:35, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, on the Baltimore acquittal in Baltimore of the officer involved in Freddie Gray's death. 8:05, Shannon Bream of Fox News, and at 8:35, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Texas, the center of two big Supreme Court rulings yesterday. I'm Larry O'Connor. Jesse Jane Duff.
That's me.
20-year veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps, gunnery sergeant, sitting in for Brian Wilson, keeping us all on our toes this morning.
That's right. They got to stay on their toes, people.
Joining us right now, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a counterterrorism and irregular warfare expert. His new book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War, is available now and must be read. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Gorka.
Good morning. It's my pleasure. Good morning, Gunny. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Love to talk to you first. I have plenty of things to talk to you about, but let's start with what happened in Germany yesterday as we saw a gunman. It's still unclear here if it was an actual gun or not, or if he had actual shells or blanks, but either way, he inflicted terror upon the people in a movie theater in the city of Viernheim, and we thought of you immediately because you've been warning about soft targets for quite some time. No matter what kind of motive behind a terrorist attack, these soft targets are dangerous places to be, and Germany saw exactly what happened yesterday. Tell me what we can learn here in America.
Right. Well, the jury is still very much out on this attack yesterday. We don't even really know the identity of the perpetrator. What we do know, latest reports, is that he was carrying two items, one a handgun, one a rifle, or at least they looked like them. The reports are that they were blank firing. They weren't real weapons. He was a 19-year-old, took 20 people hostage, and very, very swiftly, unfortunately, not like Orlando, special units were deployed and the individual was killed. So we'll have to wait and see what exactly his motivations are. But this, if it is something that is terrorism linked, then it fits into the pattern, as you indicated, of what they're doing now. If you connect the two Paris attacks to Brussels, to San Bernardino, to Orlando, it's a very disturbing trend because they're not going for spectacle. The jihadists aren't going for the big 9/11 kind of attack anymore. They're going for high concentrations of unarmed civilians, whether it's a nightclub, whether it's a soccer match in Paris. This is what ISIS has actually been saying in their English language jihadi periodicals for a long time, and it looks as if people are taking that tactical advice to heart and looking for as many civilians as you can in one place, whether it's a check-in desk in Brussels or whether it's a Christmas party in California.
What do you know about the German authorities that seem to react so quickly? Are they as, hear about our New York City police department being so spun up on terrorism. Is Germany really at a state of being prepared for these type of attacks, or was this just luck?
Well, it's a very good question. So I've been working with the European authorities for several months now since San Bernardino with the law enforcement, and there's been a sea change. They may not have rewritten their textbooks on these kinds of crises, but almost immediately after San Bernardino, there was an informal recognition that the days of call in the hostage negotiator and send in boxes of pizza, mm-hmm. that's gone. Mm-hmm. Now there's a pretty universal understanding. Whoever arrives first has to go in. There's not going to be negotiations. There's not going to be hostage release. The jihadis are interested in wiping out as many people as possible, so you don't wait. There is nothing to be gained from waiting, only the death of innocent civilians. So I think Germany may have taken this to heart, and they deployed the SEK special unit as quickly as possible and went in there and neutralized the threat.
German efficiency at work. Let me shift you over. So let's stay in Europe, though, but shift over to Great Britain. The ramifications of the Brexit vote from your perspective, and how national security for the Brits factored into this. Everyone, you know, all the elites, David Cameron, Barack Obama, they all want to make this about trade and about economy. But when you look at the polls, a lot of this had to do with the culture. It had to do with protecting the borders and what it means to be British, and also national security because of the influx of migrants that was dictated by an out-of-touch government in Brussels. What's your take?
Well, you know, Larry, as somebody who grew up in the UK, I'm very, very happy for this, and I think you're right. This isn't about trade, and I see the markets reacting in a kind of hysterical way. If you look at the dollar to the pound, they're only reacting like that because markets like stability, and to them, this is, you know, smacks of something they can't predict. Mm. This is not about economics. This is about sovereignty and about national security. It really is a dual explanation that you have to look for here. The Brits were fed up with faceless individuals in Brussels dictating to them what they could or couldn't do. And the migrant crisis just drove the nail in the coffin of this centralizing crypto-socialist project that is the European Union. If you look at the fact that, unfortunately, Secretary Kerry made a stunning statement on Monday. He said there is no proof, and I repeat, zero proof, that the jihadists are exploiting refugee streams. He's wrong. Either he's lying or he knows nothing of which he speaks. Mm. The Brussels attackers used falsified Syrian passports, and one of them claimed refugee status to stay in the European continent. That is the smoking gun. ISIS, the jihadis, are using the refugee streams, and I think common sense won out during the Brexit debate.
Dr. Sebastian Gorger, we have to leave it there. It's always good to have you, but we have a very busy morning, and we are moving on, but thanks for lending your voice, sir.
Thank you, doctor.
It's 6:44 on WMAL.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all your modern shooting and hunting needs. That's the SGK Gun Show this weekend at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4.
Larry O'Connor here. If you're in the market to sell your home, I want to tell you about my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams and how they help others just like you. Justin and Heather over in Woodbridge needed to sell their home quickly and efficiently as they were expecting a baby and also planning to relocate. They interviewed three other agents and decided to call the Reynolds team. They were thrilled they did because Debbie and Sarah sold it fast at above asking price. They also sold Paul and Pauline's home in Sterling after only 4 days on the market. Debbie and Sarah can sell your home too. Don't throw away thousands of dollars and waste time having your home sit on the market. Debbie and Sarah sell homes three times faster and get their sellers $30,000 more dollars than the average agent. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy your home for a price you agree on. Guaranteed. Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. It is 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, commuters not quite used to this backup to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, this one out of Virginia. On the outer loop, be very cautious as you pass Van Dorn up ahead. You're going to see the brake lights, two separate accidents on the way to the bridge. The initial one near Route 1 before you get to the bridge span in the local lanes, and then one in the backup on the trip from Maryland into Virginia. Inner loop, our normal delays starting to form back at St. Barnabas Road, inbound Suitland Parkway. looking good as you come up toward Naylor Road. Park Police took a second look at those signal lights, and they've adjusted them. Looks like they're working for this rush hour properly. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park, and around to Silver Spring. Maryland, Route 200, the ICC. We have a crash involving an overturned car. So if you take the ICC and you head toward 29, the Intercounty Connector Road, this is going to be in the eastbound direction after New Hampshire Avenue, but before 29, one lane gets by. You have an unusual backup there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Humidity stays up. Chance of showers and thunderstorms up most likely into the afternoon. Still a few showers. Maybe a thunder shower sneaks in this morning, but mainly dry most of the morning. This afternoon, 81 degrees with the scattered showers and thundershowers through the evening, then overnight, 67. High pressure in for the weekend. Stunning weekend. Middle 80s. Few clouds around, otherwise sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
72 degrees right now at 647. All right, name that song Jesse changed up. It's iconic. It's a rock icon song.
I wasn't born yet.
No. Well, you would be forgiven if you thought that was Stairway to Heaven, because it does sound close.
It sounds a lot like
it. But it's not. Of course, this is Stairway to Heaven.
I think I was in sixth grade.
There was a huge lawsuit that was being put forth there against Led Zeppelin. This was a copyright infringement lawsuit, because that first song I played, and I'll play it again, it's a song called Taurus. And there are no doubt similarities between that intro to that song and the intro to Stairway to Heaven. And it was so similar that a judge went ahead and allowed the copyright infringement suit to go forward. It could have meant, I mean, gajillions of dollars for Led Zeppelin to have to pay out to those who wrote Taurus. However, Led Zeppelin won yesterday. Led Zeppelin triumphed. And Stairway to Heaven remains the same.
It actually has been around forever.
The song remains the same. Yes, I actually did that, and I didn't even mean to.
How did a lawsuit surface at this point in time?
Well, this has been kicking around about Led Zeppelin for quite some time. There are websites out there that show side-by-side comparisons, not just Stairway to Heaven, but there are like a dozen Led Zeppelin songs that all sound very, very similar to other songs. And this has been a knock against those guys for quite some time. And so it's not like it just kind of popped up out of the blue. There have been complaints for decades now. But they're very, very happy to have won that lawsuit yesterday. So I don't know, it is pretty close. But I don't know how they determine these things. I don't know whether it's just a jury that does it, and how the experts come in and say all these things.
And are they musical experts, or are they just the average Joe or Jane sitting there going, sounds good to me.
Hard to say. Also in the music world, the bizarre travails of Sinead O'Connor, no relation. Continue. Yesterday, we talked about how she's been on suicide watch. She's left these cryptic messages on Facebook. Well, cops are now on the hunt once again for Sinead O'Connor after someone in the family told cops that she threatened to kill herself. Chicago Police Department got a call from Irish authorities saying Sinead contacted her family an hour ago. This is printed yesterday out of TMZ, saying that she's suicidal and planned to jump off a bridge. So Sinead is on suicide watch again.
Anything to do with the European the exit from the European Union?
She's having a bad hair day.
Oh, that's bad. She's always had that.
I shouldn't
she's
make
always,
fun.
Yeah,
you know,
that's,
if she,
that's been
she's
continual.
In a bad place, and if she wants to kill herself, that's a horrible thing, and I hope she gets
help.
No. It's my fault. I'm making fun. I hope she gets help. It's 6:50 on WMAL.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
In fourth grade, my doctor told my mom that I had wicked ADHD. I thought college would never be a part of my future. My parents found Landmark College. I found that the faculty really don't judge you based on your past failures. They really look at your potential of what you can do, and they help you use those strengths. My name is Rachel, and I have graduated with my bachelor's degree from Landmark College.
For 30 years, Landmark College has been transforming the lives of bright and motivated students who learn differently. Visit landmark.edu to learn more.
Let's face it, no one loves mosquitoes. After all, they suck all the fun out of spending family time outside. But now you can get even by creating a mosquito no-fly zone around your home with the help of your friends from Terminix. Our expert mosquito service delivers more than a barrier or repellent. We'll reduce mosquito populations in treated areas by more than 90% in 2 to 3 weeks. Plus, we come back every 4 weeks to keep them down. For a free mosquito estimate and an effective solution, call Terminix now at 1-800-700-8926. Long, warm, sunny days are returning, but so is mosquito season. So take control of your yard with a mosquito no-fly zone from Terminix. Terminix Mosquito Service uses a natural active ingredient that kills mosquitoes, but is safe around people, pets, and food. It's your home, not theirs. Call Terminix today for a free mosquito estimate and an effective solution at 1-800-700-8926. That's 1-800-700-8926.
6:53, let's check in on your money with the CNBC News Desk. John Lesher, I'm guessing you might talk about the Brexit vote at this time.
And you would be 100% correct. You know, we haven't seen a morning like this since the 2008 financial crisis. Look for a lot of red arrows at Wall Street today as investors react to that UK vote to leave the European Union. Stock futures have come off their lows of the morning, but they still point to the Dow falling more than 400 points at the opening bell, and there's similar reaction in Asian and European markets. President Obama is scheduled to speak today at Stanford University. The annual Global Entrepreneurship Summit tries to link entrepreneurs with investors from across the world. Officials say the more the U.S. can help emerging economies, the more they become markets for American-made goods. And an advisory panel to the U.S. Education Department is recommending the government sever ties with a group that accredits many of the nation's for-profit colleges because of lax oversight. This could force some schools to close their doors and also threaten financial aid to hundreds of thousands of students. I'm Jed Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through sedation dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius' ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ruparelia, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him.
Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full-mouth dental implants.
And wow, one day? You know, basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at CascadesDental.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, first the good news. Fairfax police tell me they have reopened the Georgetown Pike. That's been closed for about 12 hours. Accident brought down a utility pole. Repairs done. Georgetown Pike now open between Lee Mill Road and Riverbend Road. 66 inside the Beltway. All lanes reopen. Have a four-car crash, still with the activity on the shoulder, but you can get by eastbound 66 after Sycamore Street. Also trying to get everything to the shoulder. The crash on the way to the Wilson Bridge jams us out of Virginia, almost back to Van Dorn, to get past Route 1 in Alexandria. And on the Intercounty Connector, the ICC eastbound after New Hampshire Avenue, but before 29 Colesville Road, accident car on its side. You slowly get by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Humidity stays up. Chance of showers and thunderstorms up most likely into the afternoon. Still a few showers. Maybe a thunder shower sneaks in this morning, but mainly dry most of the morning. This afternoon, 81 degrees with the scattered showers and thunder showers through the evening. Then overnight, 67. High pressure in for the weekend. Stunning weekend. Middle 80s. Few clouds around. Otherwise, sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigen, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
You heard right. A stunning weekend. Jesse Jane Dove, we can go to the beach or something. Get some rays. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Right now, 72 degrees. It's 6:57.
Have you put off planning for retirement? Let the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, teach you how to get back on track.
There's so many things going on in life that, one day we wake up and you're 55, 60, 65, and you want to know, okay, now what do I do with what I've been able to accumulate?
The retirement professor, now at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Find more retirement lessons at retirementprofessorradio.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
By all appearances, the vote to leave the EU is won, and by a statement from the EU Council President, no doubt. Quote, obsessed with the idea of instant and total integration, we fail to notice ordinary people, the citizens of Europe, that they don't share our Euro enthusiasm. Well, therein lies the problem. The political class in Europe just didn't understand or appreciate the integration of cultures at such a rapid pace. They didn't understand that an EU parliament that passed 60% of the laws that left so many ordinary Brits feeling disenfranchised. The markets will spook, the economists will question, the politicians of Europe will point fingers. But at the end, who wants to give up your sovereignty to people who have never even lived there? The mass migration, the terrorist attacks, the fundamental change in their neighborhoods was all too much. The shut up and take it coming out of Brussels just got its answer. I'll take my bad politicians right here at home, thank you. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to check in with Charles C.W. Cook. He's a Brit. And he also writes about American politics at National Review, and he's got some strong feelings about last night's vote in Great Britain. Also, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, get his take on the acquittal of the officer involved in Freddie Gray's death. That's Oprah.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.